In Revelation chapter 1 in verse 9, the Bible says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, and saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake unto me. Amen. I want to preach for just a little while tonight. God to be our helps on that sweet passion. Amen. That sweet passion. I'm glad, praise God, sometimes there's a passion by, praise God, in this world. And as we look at this tonight, I want you to just envision with me just a minute. And I'll try to be brief. I know some of you have been here for a long time with choir practice, but I want to look at this as we see this text and we see old John on the Isle of Patmos. Praise God, he's been cast out of the world. He's been cast down by the world. But praise be to God, ain't you glad no matter how the world wants to cast you down, no matter how people want to cast you down, God said, I'll never cast you down. Amen. He said, I'll always be there. Glory be to God to lift you up. I'm always going to be to encourage you. And I can see old John in my mind's eye. The world didn't like him, didn't like what he stood for, didn't like what he said, didn't like what he smelt like, didn't like what he looked like, didn't like what he talked like. But praise be to God, the Bible said old John just kept on preaching the gospel, that old gospel hammer, hammering around for the glory of God. He said, you know what? I don't care what the world likes. I don't care what the people like. I'm just out to serve a risen Savior, to uplift the great God of glory. Amen. And he just kept hammering around. He says, now John was our brother. Amen. Amen. He was our, you know, sometimes we have a hard time linking up with John and all these others. But they're our brethren in Christ. And they ain't no better than me and you. Amen. They're brothers in Christ. And he said he was a companion in our tribulation. Amen. And the patience. In the kingdom of, and the patience of Jesus Christ. And he was, amen, he was good at doing a good work. Amen. Praise God. And people didn't like it. So they began to ridicule him. They began to put him down. They began to beat him. They began to mock him. They began to do all these things to John. Now we live in a world sometimes and somebody says a little something to us. Just if we ain't careful, our feelings get hurt. Amen. If somebody says a little something that somebody don't agree with you, your feelings get hurt. And oh, we'll go off and we'll pout for days. Amen. But there was a whole multitude of them didn't agree with old John. Amen. They put him there on the Isle of Patmos. He said, brethren, he said, I here I was. Amen. Said, didn't do nothing, deserve it, just praise God, looking to the Lord and Savior of glory. He said, here I was. And he said, I got beat down. I got tribulation. I got persecuted. He said, here I'm just your companion trying to work things out for the glory of God. Amen. I'm telling you what, if we just work things out for the glory of God, there ain't no telling what happened down at God's house. There ain't no telling what happened down at your house. There ain't no telling what happened at my house. We just work things out for the glory of God. He said, I was your companion. I was in there with you. In other words, he said, I know where you at. He said, it was tribulation, persecution. He said, I was doing it for the kingdom and the patience of Jesus. Amen. So he said, I ended up, he said, there I was. I looked up and here I was on the Isle of Patmos. Now, they ain't nothing on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. I mean, the Isle of Patmos still there. Ain't nothing there. Amen. But old John was there. He had been persecuted, ridiculed, and put down. He says that he was boiled in oil and everything else, trying to get him to recant and confess and praise God. He did. He confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and him good. Amen. He confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, him crucified. He confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and him resurrected. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. They said, will you recant? He said, yeah, you want me to repeat it? I'll repeat it again, praise God. Yeah, Jesus is good. He died for the sins of the world. Praise God, got up on that third point day, and he grows up in the glory. Amen. Say, John, you know that ain't what we meant. Amen. He said, I can't hear you. I got oil in my ears. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, he stayed excited. Glory be to God in Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there I was on the Isle of Patmos. Now, most of us, good fundamental, independent Bible-believing Baptists, about this time, we'd have been in the very depths, innermost depths of a pity party. Amen? That's where I would have been. I'd have been in the very innermost depths of a pity party. I said, oh, Lord. Why in the world am I going through this? You know what I'm talking about tonight? That's why people here right now, you said, oh, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I having to endure all this anguish? Why am I having to endure all this persecution? Why am I having to endure all these hardships? Because this is life, man. Amen. But that's where we'd be. So, Lord, you know, I've tried to stay faithful. I've read your word. I've preached your word. I've taught your word. I've confessed your word. He said, why am I here all alone on this isle called Patmos? Amen. That's where we'd be in. Amen. That's where I'd be. Oh, Lord, pity, 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 pity me. Why am I having to go through all this? Tried my best, Lord, to do what's right. Amen. That's where I'd have been. That's where probably most of us would have been or are. Amen. But old John was out there, and he said, I was out there in the Isle of Patmos. He said, I was out there for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we're not out there because we're witnessing for Jesus. Amen. If we could only be going through what we're going through now because of we're trying to be a witness for Jesus, boy, what a blessing. Woo, hallelujah, all the way to the house. Amen. If we was having to endure everything that we're having to endure now, I know we all got problems. Amen. Because we're in a sin-cursed world. But and I know we all got these problems, these trials and tribulations in our life. I realize that. Amen. Amen. But if we could be like old John, if we could be going through these things, Brother Jeff calls our a stand for Christ, hallelujah. But most of us is just going through these things because it's just life. Amen. And we've not shouted, we've not got past the pout, Brother Charles, and got over to the shouting side. But old John, he was over there, and he was on the Isle of Patmos, amen, and he wasn't pouting. He was over there just because that's where he was. There wasn't nowhere else to go. But if John would have been in our mindset, I'm just trying to take my time, but I'm going to hurry. I'm going to get done quick. If we'd have been in the mindset, our mindset, we'd have been in difficulties. But old John said, you know what? Praise the Lord. Being as I'm here all by myself, and there's nobody to bother me, I think I'll just... listen to the Lord. Amen. And he began to jot some things down. Praise God. He said, you know, someday somebody might come along and I might be able to help them just a little bit in the days ahead. So he began to pin her down just a little bit. And he got down there in verse 10. And he says, Now you got to think about this. He says, he's out there all alone. Been through persecution, been through trial and tribulation. Amen. I mean, if it could have been poured on a man, it'd been poured on him. I mean, you don't go through boiling and oil, praise God, and come out a happy camper. Amen. But old John's endured all this stuff, and he's been taking all, hey, roll him over there. Probably didn't even set him out. Probably like I heard a brother say today, probably didn't even take him ashore, just chunked him out close to it. In the crow's proximity and said, swim for it. Amen. But old John, he gets on the Isle of Patmos and he's sitting there and he's not having a pity party. He's thinking, you know what? I wonder how God get glory out of this. Amen. He said, I wondered all this stuff that I'm going through. I wonder what God could. I wonder how God's going to get glory out of it. Well, if we could ever get the mindset, you know what? You know, no matter what kind of hardship, what kind of tribulation, what I'm going through, praise God. I wonder how God's going to get glory out of this. Amen. I've seen old saints of God that were getting ready to go on out of here, knew they were leaving. You know what I heard them say? I heard Brother Bill's brother, old Brother Dennis, laying over there when he got real bad. He said to me one day, he said, Preacher, said I don't. And he knew he wasn't going to get better. But he said, Preacher, said I'm just praying God get glory out of this. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. He did. Brother Bill shouted all the way to the house when he went to the house. Praise the Lord. Amen. But here John is on the Isle of Patmos. And he says, all by himself, nobody around. And he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I wasn't having no pity party. I wasn't wondering why I was in this place. I wasn't wondering why I had to go through all those hardships. Praise God. He said, I was there. I think about how good God's been. And no matter what I have to go through here, praise be to God, it's going to get better. Amen. Hey, you know one thing about being at the bottom? Being beat down and beat on, praise God, it's always a looking up. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God. And he just started out the day and he said, well, glory, what me and God going to do here today? Yeah, hey, one thing about it, didn't have to worry about no interference. Amen. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Praise God. So here Johnny is on Isle of Patmos, praise God, not having a pity party. He's just shouting her out. Amen. Said, glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for a place to be. Did you ever think it's just a blessing to have a place to be? Amen. Hey, there's a lot of people in this world don't even have a place to where to go. Bible said Jesus didn't even have nowhere to lay his head. Didn't have a bed, didn't have nowhere. Amen. But John, he said that he was in a Spirit on the Lord's day. And he said, I heard behind me. I like this. Because see, John's there and he's all by himself and he's, woo, glory. I can just hear it, brother. But Charles, I can just see it in my mind's eye. I can just see old John there and he's getting excited. He's like, whoa, hollering out across that water just to see if it'll echo back. Amen. And he gets a little bit of, woo. See, barely, he reared back, he heard, woo. All of a sudden, woo. Amen. And I believe he rears back again. All of a sudden behind him, somebody said, woo, praise God. Amen. Oh, John, I believe they said, well, glory. Amen. Said, I'm not by myself, praise God. Amen. Hey, I'm glad I didn't get all down in the dumps. I'm glad I didn't get all down and discouraged, praise God, or I'd miss hearing that voice, that seals my voice, praise God, trumpeting behind me. Amen. I wonder how many times we get down in our molly grubs, praise God, and we miss that voice behind us. Amen. God help us. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's exciting stuff. Praise the Lord. Hey, he said, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Hey, man, could you imagine? Old Johnny's there and all of a sudden, ooh, behind him. Whoa. What was that? I just thought I was here by myself. But you know, he had a feeling there's somebody there with him. The Bible said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You can't be in the Spirit, praise God, and the Lord not be there with you. Amen? If you're in the Spirit, praise God, the Lord's going to be there with you. He's going to guide you. He's going to help you. And he said, he heard that trump behind him. He said, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. John didn't have to say, who was that? He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. He said, what, who? The first and the last. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know there's excitement? Hey, you think he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day before that trumpet? Praise God. You know what he did? I believe old John cut loose. Took him alive, put him around that island. Praise God. For the glory of God. He's excited. Hey, God. Because he realized that one he had trusted in, that one he had believed in, that one he was adhering to, praise God, hadn't left him alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ever get out of our mully grubs, praise God, and get to a place where we're in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. We'll get taking some laps for the Lord God. We get excited about what's going on down at the house of God. He said, the Lord was going to show John some things. Amen. Do you realize today how much God wants to show us if we want to see? If we want to see what He's got for us? But he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and last. He said, what thou seest, he said, write in a book. I see old John over there, and he said, well, you know, this is a good time to write a book. Ain't got nobody to get, ain't not nobody to hinder me. Amen. Ain't like I've got any distractions in here. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Lord said, I want what you see, I want you to write in a book. He said, I want you to send it unto the seven churches. Praise God. Amen. He said, I want you to write to and tell them how there's been some help and why he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Praise God. He began to pin her down the things that God was saying, and he might be a help to somebody else who was trying to overcome those same obstacles that old John was trying to overcome in his life. Praise God. As a servant for the Savior. Amen. Praise God. He goes, so I want you to write it down. I want you to send it out. He said, because I think it'll be a help to somebody. And he says, for those that's trying to overcome these same obstacles that you're having to try to overcome. He said, just tell them to just shout to the house. Amen. And John begins to pin these things down. And I want to just give you a few things right now to hear this evening, and we'll go to the house. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, he writes, John pins this down. Here's the Lord says, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He said, John, why are you all up in there, praise God, in the Lord, and the Spirit's moving in your heart? Hey, tell them just to, if they just listen, I'll speak to them a little bit. Amen. Well, I wonder to God now, if we would just listen how God speak to us. He wants to. Amen. He said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. And John said, oh, whoa, Lord. Surely you don't mean it. He said, that tree of life out in the midst of the paradise of God. You said, Lord, if we'll just listen to you, if we'll just hear what you got to say, you'll let us pull up to that tree of life and praise God in the eat. Amen. He said, yeah, John. He said, just tell them, praise God, if they'll just pull up. Amen. Glory be to God. And hear what I've got to say. The Spirit's saying to the churches. Amen. See, John couldn't have got that if he wasn't in the Spirit on the Lord's day. But it was that Spirit, praise God, that was revealing it to his heart. Amen. I wonder how many times we come to the church and we just come to church. Amen, but we don't come in the Spirit. We don't come looking for God. We go home just as empty as we came. Amen. No help, no hope. Go out just as empty as we came in. But the Spirit here says, listen, said, you know what? This is what the Spirit saith to the churches. Spirits are speaking to you. He said, we're willing to listen. He said, he's willing to give us some things. Amen. He said, John said, if they'll listen to me, he said, it's, they listen to that sweet Spirit. If they'll hear what the Spirit's saying, he said, I'll give them that tree of life. He said, well, glory. I just hear you see old John there. He said, Lord, from the tree of life, amen. He said, you mean you'll let us have favor to the tree of life? He said, I'll let you have favor, the tree of life. He said, you mean the tree of life? He said, the tree of life in the paradise of God. Amen. Not just any tree, not just any life, but the tree of life in the paradise of God. He said, if you just listen to me. Amen. See, the sweet Spirit's are speaking today, but we just don't want to listen. Amen. If we was like old brother John, we was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Well, in other words, we came with Spirit. We came to get in and not to get out. So I believe a lot of times, I don't know how long I preached this morning, I think. I didn't look at the clock. Somebody said something about an almanac or something. Going by the signs of the moon or something. But I just preached till I got done. Bless God. Amen. Bless His holy name. But if we come to get in instead of getting out, stuff like that wouldn't bother us. It don't bother me. Praise God. If they want to praise the Lord all day, I'll stay right there with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, because I want someone to run over me. Amen. He said, but John said, hey, listen, he said, let them hear the Spirit. He said, if they can hear the Spirit, praise God. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life. Amen. What does that mean? Overcome. Said, just stay keeping a good fight of faith. Amen. It means you don't quit somewhere. Praise God, just stay in the faith. Stay with the Lord. Allow the Lord to keep helping you. Praise God. Just keep plowing on. Amen. You'll get tired of hearing me say that one day and you'll run me off. That's all right. I'll just go plow on somewhere else for the glory of God. Amen. But he said, if you got an ear to hear, to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden of the paradise of God. Whoopee, what a garden. What a place. What a tree. Amen. Praise God. But he don't stop there. Chapter 2, verse 11. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you know what? He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen. Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to me and you. And John's a pinning her down. He said, listen, church of God. He said, just listen to what God's got to say. He said, he that will hear the word of God, amen, and do the things of God and live like a child of God, praise God. He said, God's got some precious promises that he'll make to him. He said, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. You know there is a second death. Amen. A child of God will never die of that. Amen. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, he is in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He said, if you'll listen to me, amen, if you'll heed the Spirit, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen. He that overcometh, amen, will not be hurt by the second death. See, one of these days, as this thing rocks on, if the Lord don't come back, amen. A lot of times we say, if the Lord tarries, he's coming. The Lord ain't going to tarry when it's time he's coming. Amen. They won't be in a waiting period. And the Bible says, in the blink of an eye. Amen. In the blink of an eye. It's going to be over. The twinkling of an eye, quicker than a blink. Amen. I forget how fast it is. It's going to be over. It's going to be finished. And we're going to go out of here. But praise God, he said, those that's been born again by the precious blood of Jesus, glory be to God. He said, they'll go out in the rapture if the Lord comes. If not, they'll go out by way of the grave. But that's the only time you'll ever die. Amen. And then you won't be dead. You'll be promoted if you're a child of God. Amen. We'll go from that time that last breath leaves our body to the next breath. Praise God, we'll be in glory with the Lord. Amen. Praise God, he'll meet us at, amen, he'll pick us up, he'll carry us over Chile, Jordan, praise God, and sing about a while ago, and he'll, praise God, put us right in the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that some? He said, you'll never have to worry. That second death will never hurt you. You know who's going to have to go through that second death? Those that's denied and rejected God, that's been cast into hell. Could you imagine being cast in hell, lost without God, denying and rejecting? Yeah, that's how you end up in hell, by the way, by denying and rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not because you drank or you smoke or you're a fornicator or a dope head. That's not why you end up in hell. But most of those people that end up in hell are those things because they've rejected God and the help he has to give, and the flesh is overcome by the devil. And one of these days, they're going to die and end up in hell. And they're going to be in hell through until the time of the great white throne judgment. The only thing they're going to have to look forward to is that moment of reprieve where they're brought out of there and judged. Could you imagine just, brother, looking forward for maybe thousands of years to just 1 minute of being out of that mess and being in for the judgment, the great white throne judgment? And he said, look, I've got the book and another book. He said, your name ain't here. Depart from me. I never knew you. And they're taken and cast into the lake of fire to burn forever. Now, we got some crazy people tonight that's preaching, well, they say, well, you know, there is no literal burning hell. Amen. And you're not tormented. The soul of man is not tormented forever. It's just annihilated in the flames and it's gone. That ain't Bible, man. Amen. The Bible said the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. It'll be there forever. Burning torment. And the worst part is being alienated from God. Amen. But he says, bless God, said, if we've got an ear to hear what the Spirit's saying, John says, woo, glory. He said, they may kill me here, but I'll never die again. Amen. Amen. They kill us here. They may stomp out our lives. Amen. It's closer than it's ever been. Amen. We're living in a world that they began, they're growing. We're being taught to hate Christians. Amen. These people all around us, it's being taught to hate us for what we stand for. Amen. Praise be to God. And someday they may want to kill us. Well, a lot of them would like to kill us now. Amen. But they can't. But one day they may. But praise God, they don't realize all they're doing is promoting us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we'll never have to take of that second death. And notice one more, and I'll let you go. He said, verse 17, chapter 2, verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the man of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Amen. He says, praise God. He that's got an ear to hear, let him hear. Praise God. He said, you stay in that good fight of faith. He said, I'll give you a glory be to him. Now I can just see John as he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. God's a dealing with him through the Spirit. God's giving him all this stuff through the Spirit of God. And he said, hey, listen, John. Now, I mean, John's already, he's bubbling over. I mean, he's like some of us sometimes. He's already got the can't help it. I mean, he's running out all over, Brother Robert. I mean, he can't contain it, praise God. That's why he's a writing her down. Amen, because he's a running over. He said, if those that'll overcome, those will stay with God. Those that'll, amen, he said, that'll listen to me, praise God. He said, hey, he said, I'm going to give him some of that hidden manna. I don't know about you, but I see old John in my eye. Amen. He laid that on an old quill pen and praise God, probably knocked his ink bottle over as he's jumping and shouting, praise God, because he knows what that hidden manna is. Amen. Amen. That hidden manna, praise God, is what God dumps out on purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, so I'll give him some hidden manna. He said, oh, yeah, by the way, why I'm giving out this man, this hidden manna, that special ooze and goozy stuff from heaven. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about that stuff that's sweet to the taste. Amen. That's good on the heart. Amen. That it's pleasing to the soul. He said, hey, while I'm doing that, he said, I'm just going to go ahead. Amen. We're just going to go ahead and fix this thing up. He said, I'm just going to give you a white stone. Amen. That white stone, you may not know what that is, but that white stone represents that righteousness of a holy God. Amen. That white stone represents, you see, in the times that we're talking about, they would take a man to court and they would have a white stone. Stone, and they would have a black stone, and they would set this man up before them, and they would judge that man for the things that he had done or he was supposed to have done. And then they would take and make their decision, and they would put out either a white stone or a black stone. White stone said you've been acquitted. Black stone said you're guilty. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, Johnson, why you chewing on that manna, praise God, while you're doing that good manna from above, praise be to God. He said, let me just tell you what else God's got. Said he's got a white stone to put in your hand. Man, he said he won't give you Said he's just going to reward you for your righteousness. Amen. He's going to go ahead and reward you on purpose ahead of time. Praise God. And he said, God loves you so much. Praise God, He's got a special name for you that He's going to call you by. Praise God, and He's putting that special name on that stone. You know what I believe it is? Child of the King. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, here's your stone. And you look at it, and it's pearly white. Praise God. And on the edge of it embroidered, praise God, in gold letters, Child of the King. Amen. Praise be to God. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. He was appraising God, having him a time. Amen. He was looking for something far greater than this old world has to offer. He was penning some things down for the Lord in the Spirit. Amen. Looking for a day of victory. Time of overcome. Who overcomes? Me and you. Me and you are the overcomers today, praise God. And we overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll give you one more verse of Scripture while we're there. I'll give you that verse in 1 John chapter 5, and I'm done. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you having trouble tonight overcoming the world, being an overcomer? Just need to be born of God. Amen. Said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. He said, that's the one that overcomes. That's the one that overcomes the world. The one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that overcomes. Amen. He overcomes. We overcome through the precious Lamb of God. It was he that believes in the Son of God. Amen. Who's overcomers tonight? How many here's an overcomer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who's an overcomer? Amen. Raise your hand high. Praise God. You ought to be proud of it.
Amen.
That means he said we've got the victory.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. In Lord Jesus Christ. He said John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He said, you know what? He said, this thing's just bigger than me. He said, I was over here on the Isle of Patmos, which called Patmos, for the Word of God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? John never got over that. Amen. He never wanted to. I just wonder within myself, and I'm done. I just wonder myself what it's going to be like one day when we stand in the presence of the Lord and we see old John. Amen. John the Beloved. The one that would lay his head on the Lord's breast.
Yes, sir.
And listen to the heartbeat of God. Amen. And he begins to give us these things. And he said, you know what? He said, hey, if anybody that's trusted in Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you're overcomers. He said, he's pointing us and said, hey, you know what? These are all yours already. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad, praise God, tonight we've got all these blessings? Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe I'd like to be like old John. I'd like to just be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. What day is the Lord's day? Every day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.